Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 16th of April 2012. And I'm back from 2 weeks of Easter holidays and a wonderful week skiing in Val d'Isère last week, where we had stacks of snow, more snow than I've ever seen, I think. Lots of powder, lots of skiing, lots of off-piste skiing through the trees, led by our valiant instructor Chenko. And also great fun in the evenings. All in all, a very good week in Val. I got back on Saturday evening, very tired and still somewhat jaded, I have to say. And this morning is my first look at the markets for about 2 weeks, and my initial reaction is not been a particularly good 2 weeks. And the key appears once again to be the subject of growth. Not surprising, it's really been that for some time now. This appeared in most of the regions. In the US, fears were that growth is slowing, or the momentum of the recovery is slowing, precipitated by the employment report that came out just before Easter. Across in Europe, fears that slow growth will make the reduction program longer had a real impact on the Spanish and Italian bond yields, which went higher. And also we've got looming elections in France and Greece, those are both on the 6th of May, and they added uncertainty to the markets. Across in Asia Pacific, China's GDP growth came in much lower than expected, and the situation in the Far East was not helped by North Korea carrying out yet another missile test. And that, of course, added further uncertainty and reduced investors' appetite for risk even further. And looking at bonds and commodities, etc., bond yields are generally up in Europe, but down in the US. US Treasuries once again feeling the benefits of their safe haven status. Oil was little changed, and gold also is little changed. So what happened in the markets in the last 2 weeks, inside of Easter, from the 2nd to 13th of April? They're generally down, also not helped by anticipation that the 1Q earnings season reports, which will start being published fairly shortly, may include lower earnings growth forecasts for 2 and 3Q 2012. Japan is down 5%, Far East unchanged actually, Europe down 4%, UK down 2%, US down 3%. And so what's the bottom line? Well, one of the documents that was in my in-tray on my return this morning was Seven Investment Management's quarterly report, and the first words that they right are the following. After the financial crisis of 2008, the world is looking at a long drawn-out period of repair and recovery. Developed economies have to face a painful path of austerity towards a sustainable level of debt before they can begin to return to meaningful economic growth. And I think that sums up the whole story really quite nicely. And I've been saying this for some time, and I'll say it again, this is going to be a long, slow balance sheet recovery, and we just have to be patient and work our way through it. But I also think that politicians have forgotten that the economy is as much about psychology as the numbers. And with the weight of tax increases, corporate and household confidence remains rock bottom, and it's not inducive to recovery. And I think we're going to have to see a rethink on this fairly shortly. So what's happening this week? Market moving events. There's nothing particularly serious on the economic calendar this week, and I suspect that market movements will be as much about events as anything else. Here at Planning for Life, we've got a busy week, both client meetings, administrative meetings, a couple of trips to Harrogate, so quite a lot going on. Anyway, that's it for me. Hope this has been of some help. Sorry to sound a bit depressing. I'm not really being depressing, just being realistic, I think, or at least I hope I am. But as I say again, and I've said before, it is a long, drawn-out recovery process that we are in, and we're just going to live with that for a while. Please note, nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Please contact Planning for Life or your professional advisor before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. That's it for me. Hope you have a very, very good week, and I'll speak to you again next week. Goodbye.